Hello, I'm Thomas Jerome, coming live at you from Gillian's with a Friday Fry-Up. This week's covers week, and I'm an hairy outsider. I've been in the pub with these boys all week, Chris and Damien, suggesting many brilliant covers, and they just won't listen to me. They just won't listen. So it's up to you to decide with whatever substandard tracks that they're providing for you this week. I'll leave it up to them.
Have you ever heard of the Bristol Beats Club?
No. What's that?
Hey, it's Raymond from Britain. You're listening to Bristol Beats Club.
No, because I haven't been here very long. Beach or Beats?
Hey, this is Ben from Sonic Solar, and you're listening to the Bristol Beats Club.
Bristol Beats Club? Can't say I've never.
Never.
This is Connor from Half Moon Run. You're listening to the Bristol Beats Club.
Have you ever heard of the Bristol Beats Club?
Yes.
Hello and welcome to the Bristol Beats Club New Music Podcast, Episode 4.
After that rather uncouth entrance from the hairy intern Tom Durham.
Exactly. We kept him in the cupboard all week like we said we would.
He reckons he's been to bed, hasn't he? He hasn't seen daylight for a long time. Yeah. But he is right in one thing, and that's that it's covers week, which is not something we did in series one.
It's not, no. We've done it in series two, mainly because we both happened to find very good covers.
But we're getting ahead of ourselves, because all the new listeners, the first time listeners out there, be wondering what's going on. What is the Bristol Beats Club New Music Podcast? Well, it's new music in podcast format.
It is. Myself and Chris, we both bring in one of our favourite songs, in this case, a cover, and we play those songs, and then at the end, you get a chance to vote and decide which one of these particular covers is your favourite.
And you're not just deciding which artist is the better, which track is the better, who's had the better artistic performance, you're also deciding who's the better person in life, me or Dame. And we've done this once before in Series 1, and can you just remind the listeners of the outcome of Series 1?
I remember Chris winning very narrowly, 3-2.
But it's winning nonetheless.
Exactly. But then sometimes Norwich City beat Man United.
We'll see if I'm consistent in this second series, and also in particular in episode 4, Covers Week. So stick around, we've got two covers coming up for you momentarily.
It's the Bristol Beats Club New Music Podcast. All right, so it's the Bristol Beats Club New Music Podcast, and we need to decide who's going to go first. Whose song are we going to play first?
And the way you always do it is with a friendly toss. Friendly coin toss. Although we don't have a coin. There's not a penny to our names. So exactly. We've got... What's this thing?
That is a Lollapalooza Berlin 2015 beer token, which hopefully will still be valid at Lollapalooza Berlin 2016.
Assuming we're invited back, which is highly unlikely.
Highly likely with broadcasting of this standard, Chris.
Do you want profound deposit on one side? What do you want? Lollapalooza Berlin on the other side.
Well, profound never fails, right?
It never fails for me. You failed.
I often
times.
Fail, but hang on. This is the week.
Profound?
Profound never fails.
It's on the floor.
Oh, no.
It's
profound.
It's Lollapalooza.
I do not believe it. That's four in a row.
Four times in a row. So that means I'm going first.
You're going first. What cover song have you got for us?
I tell you what. Last series, I learned one thing. I learned that rock songs actually do quite well on our podcasts. Indie electro, indie tronica. But if you veer towards the rock side of things, you can't really go far wrong.
People love guitars.
So, with that in mind, I've got a song that was built on guitars, but they've stripped the guitars out. I think I've learned things. I think...
Go on, this is the cover aspect.
So it's Modest Mouse's Float On.
There's guitars in that.
It's by a band called Clone of Clones.
No guitars?
Well, they're a four-piece indie rock outfit, but what they've done is they've stripped out the guitars, mainly, for the large part.
Go on.
They've replaced them with synths.
Well, I'm intrigued.
All that's left to say is, let's play this. It's Clone of Clones with Modest Mouse's Float On. Tom Durham didn't like it, but what did you think?
I really liked it. I thought it was right. I mean, the original's a great song. I mean, I think, you know, we all agree about that, even Tom Durham.
There's always a danger, isn't there, with covers, that you want to pick a good song, a song that everybody knows and loves, but you don't want to pick a song that's too good.
Yeah, and the problem is also is that you've covered it because it's a great song.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it?
You never pick a terrible song and think, oh, I could really improve that.
So Clone of Clones actually cites Modest Mouse as one of their influences, so that's kind of their tribute, I suppose.
Incidentally, they're called Clone of Clones. They're not a purely a tribute act. Do they have original material?
No. Lots of original songs.
Because a Clone of Clones would be a good name for a covers band, wouldn't it?
Evidently so, but no, that's the only cover song by Clone of Clones that I've unleashed. But we digress, because it's about time that you introduce your cover artist, isn't it?
And that will be coming up presently.
Look into the eyes, not around the eyes, but in the eyes, and you're under. Okay, now, did you know the Bristol Beats Club are giving away tickets to see Indie Boys and Dara Karma all throughout February? Yep, it's true. The band are fucking good, so go to bristolbeatsclub.com and sign up to the mailing list right now to win them. Got that? Good. 3, 2, 1, you're back in the room.
Okay, and although Chris did choose this week an incredibly good Modest Mouse cover, I think I'm going to beat him because I have a cover of the great Bill Withers. I've got a version of Ain't No Sunshine by a band called Rare Monk. They're an American band, and although, you know, they do have their own independent tracks, I think they've picked an absolute cracker. You cannot go too far wrong with covering Bill Withers. So without further ado, this is Ain't No Sunshine, as played by Rare Monk. There you have it. That was Rare Monk's version of Ain't No Sunshine by Bill Withers. Pretty epic, eh?
I think they've gone too iconic.
Too iconic?
I think you can, when you're covering something, go too iconic. There's a sort of critical mass, isn't there?
And the phrase...
You become X-Factor when you're doing this sort of stuff.
Ah, I see. Is that what you mean by iconic?
Yeah, well, I'm thinking the kind of thing that you'd see...
On X Factor.
That everyone would have heard of. So Float On, yes, the Bristol Beats Club audience, I have faith in them. The Saturday Night TV audience, will they have heard of Modest Mouse? Will they have heard of Float? Probably not. Bill Withers, on the other hand.
Well,
dangerous territory is all I'm saying.
I think the listeners would really have enjoyed that. So it's up to them.
We'll see, won't we? Will they appreciate decent music, or are they slightly more mainstream than I expected of them?
Don't forget to subscribe at bristolbeatsclub.com and follow us on Twitter at BrizzleBeats.
Well, there you go, listeners. You've heard the Bristol Beats Club New Music Podcast covers special. So it's up to you to decide which of the covers you've heard tonight, whether you prefer Rare Monk, the Bill Withers Ain't No Sunshine cover,
or you might prefer Clone of Clones with a Modest Mouse cover, their song Float On.
It's up to you. Please vote now. It's pretty clear from the website that you're currently sat on how to do so.
And once you're done, as is also clear, you can subscribe to the Bristol Beats Club New Music Podcast mailing list.
We cannot recommend that enough because, you know, we're playing these songs. We're not allowed to post them on iTunes. There are laws against these kinds of things. So the only way to guarantee you get the next podcast would be to subscribe, and we'll email it straight to your inbox.
Subscribe now. Well, vote, then subscribe.
Don't forget to vote, for God's sake.
Yeah, because that's the only way I'll win for a second consecutive series, and we'll be in touch next week.
Absolutely. So, yeah, peace out. I've been Damien Ruck.
My name, Chris Bilko.
See you next week.